Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Hello, everyone. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. What an amazing show today. You know, I've been waiting for a number of weeks to have Mr. Mike Meyer on the show. You know, you probably know about Mike. His background is incredible. You can Google him and read everything that he's done. I mean, he really is a pioneer in the communication space. I mean, he is the CMO and co-founder of Touchstone Communications. And let me tell you, Touchstone, they are really at the forefront of contact center innovation. He's a remarkable guy. He's got so much background and experience that we're going to get into. But Mike, I want to thank you so much, first of all, for coming on the show today.
It's great to be with you, Jake. Really excited about visiting with you and all your subscribers.
Now, Mike, what you're doing at Touchstone is remarkable. I mean, when you talk about contact centers and you talk about contact center innovation, I mean, you're really at the forefront of the entire space. So let's start, Mike, by pulling the lens back to 30,000 feet. Of course, I'm going to get into your background and experience in just a little bit because it's just remarkable. Your entrepreneurial journey is just vast and deep. It's incredible. But let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet to start with and tell us about Touchstone Communications.
Well, we're a 19-year-old company. We're U.S.-based, and we have four call centers around the globe. And as every industry has been impacted by the rapid changing evolution of technology, the contact center industry, where we actually talk to customers, is evolving at a rapid pace. And we have invested in physical technology and network technology, but more importantly, features and benefits that allow us to serve our clients and their customers in omni-channel, or the channel of choice for their visitors. And it's really amazing what a call center can do, and oftentimes much better than the company could do in-house.
I love it, Mike. It's so interesting. And the people that reach out to you, the companies that reach out to you, you become an extension of their business. You really become their partner. I mean, you're really front-facing with their customers. It's really interesting. Now, you mentioned this word, omnichannel. It's very interesting. Let's talk about that a little bit. What do you mean by omnichannel for the people watching the show?
Yeah, let's talk about the call center that we think about that interrupts your evening meal with a telemarketing deal. And you know, this, we think of it as historically as a very simple telephone service that, oh, they answer the phone after hours, and you know, they just provide basic level one service, and that's really how we think of call centers, and that's how they began. And then it turned into multi-channel, where, okay, we might have a group that could do live web chat, or they could send out emails, or provide IT support, or things that were, but typically you'd have to get transferred to another department or come in on another line. And now where we're at with software as a service and cloud-based solutions, we have a cloud-based platform that is really omni-channel. And what that means is that an agent can easily toggle between different communication channels based on what the customer wants. And I'd love to give you an example in a moment.
Mike, let's pull it back a little bit more. Give me an example of omnichannel.
Well, all right. Let's envision a company that is a brick and mortar retail chain that sells auto parts, your local auto parts store. And you are a consumer and you're sitting at home on your computer and you know you need headlights for your Toyota Camry. And so you're shopping online and you go to the website of this local store and a little Autobot pops up and says, "May I help you?" And you start chatting with that and it says, "Would you like to speak with a live agent?" And you say, "Sure." Sally comes on and says, "Hi, my name's Sally. How can I help you?" I said, "Well, I've got a 2016 Toyota Camry and the headlights went out." "Fantastic. Do you have a V6 or the four cylinder engine?" You go, "Well, I've got the V6. "Fantastic. Well, we could give you OEM and they go through and tell you what the price is and says, "Would you like to buy that online right now and we could ship it to you? Or would you like to go pick it up at the store?" You go, "You know, I think I'll drive down to the store." "Fantastic, Jake. No problem. I'll tell you what. Do you have a cell phone?" And you say, "Yes." "And would you like me to text you the address and directions to the store nearest you?" And you're like, "Sure, that'd be great. So what's the number?" And boom, I type in your cell number. You go, "Why don't you look at your phone and see if you've got that?" And you go, "Well, sure enough, I do. Tell you what, would you like me to email you the price quote that I gave you or text you the product number?" And you go, "Well, sure." And you go, "There you go. And now on your phone, you've got the very web page you were just looking at." And I said, "I'll tell you what, if you're on the way down there and you have any questions, just text me back and I'll answer. Or I'll tell you what, if you're going down the road and you'd like to talk to me again, just hit redial on that text. And that phone number, the same number you just called, will come back to my station and I can follow you whether you want to talk on SMS, text, email, web chat, voice, any channel you want. I'm here to serve you and make your experience delightful. Anything else I can help you with, Jake?" And that's an example of an omni-channel experience, and that's the world we live in today, and Touchstone delivers that world to you.
I love it. I mean, it's so interesting, Mike, what you're doing. You know, again, before we get into a little bit deeper, you know, Touchstone is remarkable. You founded it and co-founded it in 2003. You own and operate four offshore call centers in Pakistan. You're looking to open a fifth facility in the Philippines. I mean, it's really remarkable the way you've been able to evolve the company. And we're going to get into that in just a little bit. But let's talk about the types of companies that reach out to you, Mike, because so many people need this omni-channel support. I mean, from startup companies to Inc. 500 companies to Fortune 100 companies, everybody needs this type of support. What would you say the sweet spot is over at your company at Touchstone right now?
Well, we founded the company in 2003, coming out of a Fortune 500 financial services industry. The top five industries that we're talking are the top 2,000 e-retailers, those companies that sell the most dollars over the internet. The second would be the food industry, people that are ordering, companies that sell food, Uber Eats, pizza companies, sandwich shops, restaurants. And then it would be manufacturers who sell direct to the public and then the travel industry, airlines, rental car companies, cruises, vacation packages. These are key industries that are highly dependent on quality customer service and giving that customer a journey, a series of experiences that add up to a delightful journey. And that's where omni-channel support can really make the magic happen.
Mike, it's so important that you mention this. And when people talk about your company and they talk about Touchstone, I mean, everybody's just so delighted. The companies you work with, I mean, everybody's talking about what you're able to do with this AI-powered platform. I mean, it lets every agent really communicate in all of these channels, these omni-channels simultaneously. So really an agent can be chatting, you know, with a visitor that is browsing the site, and then your agent, you know, can, you know, give the visitor a phone number and then they can jump on the phone. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can happen in this journey of customers coming in and then sort of getting in this omni-channel web. It's just a great way to give such an amazing experience to the clients that are coming into your clients' websites or portals. So it's really remarkable what you've been able to do, the way the agents at your company are able really to guide the journey of the person visiting the website or the platform. And it's really interesting. And of course, a lot of times this journey, Mike, ends up with, you know, the customer giving a credit card number and buying whatever the offering is. So let's talk a little bit about security, because I know that's on the top of everybody's mind, but you're a world-class company that really has solved the security problem in such a great way. And congratulations on that. But you really look at security as one of the most important aspects of your company, right?
Yeah, and I don't want to take credit for solving that problem. What I want to say is that the major banks and credit card companies have set up a standard, a very high standard called PCI DSS, and that's payment card information and data security, and that standard requires anyone who takes credit card information to set up technical network security with higher encryption and password and firewall standards, but also in a call center environment, a physical security that requires doors with bioentry. There can be no paper pens, paper, cell phones, cameras, storage devices. And when that data, the credit card confidential information, is transmitted on a phone, that can't be recorded or stored anywhere locally. So those standards that are issued to get approved by MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and Discover are called PCI DSS standards. And it requires a certification, a third-party independent audit. And Touchstone has gone through that process, and we can offer that confidence to our customers. Now, it's fairly common stateside at high-quality call centers. It's less common offshore. So when you get to the price value where people can save 40 to 70% by going offshore, what you don't want to do is compromise on security. You want to find a center that is truly not only PCI compliant, but is actively following the policies that PCI certification require. And Touchstone is there, committed to that process, and we offer both the physical and the technology security environment required by these standards so that our customers and their customers can be safe in completing the sale with our agents.
Mike, I love it so much. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. You know, I'm listening to you speak. Everybody watching the show is listening to you, Mike, you know, one of the co-founders of Touchstone. And the first thing that comes to mind is, you are giving so much value. I mean, between the security and the omni-channel and the highly trained personnel and everything else, the connectivity, this must be an expensive proposition. But, you know, I know that it's not expensive. I know that it's really lowers the cost for the clients and customers that reach out to you. So let's get into that a little bit, because it's so much value and they get to reduce their costs.
Yeah, it's really true. And I mean, the outsourcing to offshore and nearshore has been a trend that's been going on now for 20 years. And the number one reason any company would outsource is for economic cost savings. And those savings really are 40 to 70%. And Jake, I'd like you to show your visitors this table. And it shows a column there what Touchstone would charge compared to what the cost would be for a U.S. company to provide that same service in-house. And these numbers are very conservative. And this particular example, even if the company spends $75,000 to supervise their team offshore, they're still saving over 40% in this example. But with COVID, we have seen an unprecedented shortage of qualified labor, and particularly at the lower pay scale. So finding call center agents, which has always been in the United States a high turnover job. It's been the job kids get until they can get a real job, and they don't even like to, you know, they're embarrassed that, oh, well, I work at a call center. We're offshore. We get college graduates that are looking to build a career, and we pay wages that are equal or greater than any other job that most of these adults could get. And so with the quality and the tenure are different. But getting back to the cost savings, today you can't even hire a good call center person in most of the U.S. for less than $20 an hour basic wage. Then by the time you add benefits, you know, you're well over $20 just for the labor. Then you've got to provide a team lead for every 15 to 20 agents, a supervisor, quality assurance training. You've got to provide them an office, a cubicle, a training center. You've got to provide them software, telephony, and internet, and all of those services. You add those together, and it's easily, you know, $40-$45 an hour all in cost. With Touchstone, you can get this omni-channel PCI for less than half of that. And that's all included. And the second reason that's just not as important as cost savings to some people, but right now, the ability to scale rapidly. Who wants to go out there and rent more office space and hire people and wait 6 months to get that thing outfitted before you can grow? You could hire Touchstone and have that team operational within a couple of weeks. So you can scale faster, and if necessary, you can shrink without all that capital investment, and you can do that quickly and affordably. And the third, with the hurt on finding quality people, we talk to clients every day that are saying, if you could handle our inbound at high quality, Mike, we could take our agents that know our products and move them into open positions in our company and fill important needs without skipping a beat. So cost savings, scaling rapidly, and redeploying experienced employees to more high value functions within the company are three of the top reasons people would consider and do consider hiring Touchstone.
Mike, that's unbelievable. I mean, it's the complete package, the security, the training, the lower cost, the omni-channel opportunity, the power of working with a company that's been around for so long, who's worked with such amazing companies, huge companies, Fortune 100 companies. When a customer comes to Touchstone, they're really getting the complete package. I mean, who wouldn't want to work with Touchstone under the leadership of you and your team? And I know, by the way, Mike, that you are so proud of not only the people that work in the call centers, but your entire executive team and everybody throughout your organization. I mean, it's really, really remarkable. Now, Mike, there's something I know about you that the audience has to hear because it's very fascinating. You know, many years ago, you know, you've always been an entrepreneur. You've always been an innovator. You've always been this sort of zeitgeist marketing expert. And you had an ad agency called Meyer & Johnson. And what people might not realize is you were really responsible for creating, branding, and launching Travelocity, which, you know, was really the first website to let consumers directly book their airline tickets. And you were right in the middle of that. So let's talk a little bit about entrepreneurship, Mike, because, you know, we have a lot of younger entrepreneurs watching the show, and they're going to be looking at you and they're saying, well, this guy, I mean, he's well regarded. He's known throughout the community as a leader in the call center space. He co-founded Touchstone. Did Mike ever have a problem along the way? And we have younger entrepreneurs that sometimes, Mike, you know, maybe they hit the freeze frame. Maybe they hit a roadblock or they get a wall that they can't get through. And they're saying to themselves, wow, I mean, how do I get through the roadblock? So maybe, Mike, you could share some wisdom based on your experience to the younger people watching the show about what it takes to get through those tough times as an entrepreneur.
Sure. I would say that, you know, change is the only constant. And whether you're on top of the world or, you know, down at the bottom of the pit looking up, recognize that the sun's going to set and it's going to come back up in the morning, and it's another day. And do not judge the rest of your life by where you sit today. The mighty can fall and the downfallen can climb that hill again. And I've been on the top and on the bottom. And while the top's more fun, the journey to the top is probably the most exciting part of a business career that any of us enjoy. And I like nothing better than looking up at the top of that mountain and saying, how are we going to plant a flag up there? And then figuring out the journey. And yeah, there's setbacks along the way. But I would say this, be a learner. Do not stop learning. Some people have 20 years experience and other people have 1 year experience repeated 20 times. Be the former and not the latter. Learn to read. You can get information out of a book that you can't get in a podcast or a video. And it's a deeper learning, and it's a habit, and it's a discipline. But if you read, I like to tell people, you know, if you read 10 books on a subject, you may not be an expert, but I promise you, you'll know more than 90% of the people in the room, and you can at least have an intelligent conversation and figure out what you need. And so back when we had a sales promotion ad agency and did a lot of direct mail and handled the flyaway vacation print for American Airlines, and we were agency of record for Sabre that had a travel reservation engine that served travel agents, we became aware that the internet was about to disrupt a whole bunch of industries, and the travel industry was going to be one of the first to be dramatically changed. And so we suggested they build a consumer direct website, which we branded Travelocity, and made the first airline reservation by a consumer direct on a system like that. And it was a fantastic moment, and the industry did change, but we had to learn a whole new way of communicating on the web. And today we see social media and all of these cloud-based platforms. They're forcing companies to innovate more rapidly than maybe they would choose to, but the rewards for doing it successfully are great. And if you're that person that you referenced that's maybe in a down spot, look at these emerging platforms and industries and softwares and go learn them and find a place for you to make a contribution, because jobs are being created by the millions in this space. And what you got to do is look out the front window and not the rear view mirror. That rear view mirror is only about this big. That window is really big, and you should spend more of your time looking forward than backwards, because that's where the future is and that's where the excitement is.
Wow, Mike, that's such great advice. I mean, we call that a mini Harvard MBA right there. People watching the show, why go to Harvard? You can listen to Mike. And I think I'm going to have you back on the show. I know I'm going to have you back on the show. I want to dedicate the entire show to sort of entrepreneurism according to Mike, because what you just said really encapsulates so many books and so many videos and so many stories I've read throughout the years. You've put it into a nice, neat bow, and that just makes all the sense in the world. I'm going to have to steal that part where the rear view mirror is only this big, but that windshield facing forward is that big. That's great, Mike. That's wonderful. Well, listen, we've said it all. I mean, what you're doing at Touchstone, I mean, everybody knows about Touchstone. So to have you on the show is a real honor. You're helping so many companies with their omni-channel, their contact center support, your innovation, your security, your people. I mean, your team is fabulous. What you've been able to put together is really remarkable. It's something for other entrepreneurs to aspire to, Mike. I just wanted to thank you so much for slicing some time out today and coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. I'm going to have you back again for a show called Entrepreneurism According to Mike. Mike, thanks for so much for coming on the show today.
Jake, it's an honor and a pleasure, and I really appreciate it. Now, if anyone would like to contact us, our website's www.touchstonebpo.com, and we'd be glad to get in contact with them.